Now the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef, Mehechol Nekem V'Neisav Inish. Like, you want to ask me a question from the Hechel, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from there you're going to get up and sit down and ask me a question like? Avada the Hechel is different. Shani Hechel, the Hechel is different. Do you see the Pasuk says, Vayitain David L'Shloimoy B'noy, and David gave his son Shloimoy as Tavnes Ulam, the pattern of the Ulam, the Esbotov, and the houses, the Gan Zakov, and the treasurer's place, the Aliyosov, and the upper rooms, the Chadorov, and the inner chambers, the Chador Hapanimim, Ubeis Hakapiris, and the place of the cover over of the Oren. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Hakol Bichsov Miyad Hashem Olai Hizkel. All these patterns were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Heichel is different. By the Heichel, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them clearly to make the Aliyah, to make the upper chambers. Therefore, here it has Kedusha. Ve'enachnami, Rav is taka right, but all other parts of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha in the Aliyah if it's off the ground. Yetoshima, Halishchos HaPnuyos BaKodesh, if you have a Lishcha chamber built in the Beis HaMikdash, Upsuchos L'Chol, its opening is outside, Yedalocha Tuchon Chol, inside this room has a din of Chol, has no Kedusha, the Gagosayim Kodesh, but the roof of this chamber has a din Kedusha. So this is the Kashan Rav. He used to clearly the roof of the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. The room is like inside the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no way to go further inside. You only can go out. Is the Halacha Tuchon Chol. The inside of this room is also called Chol, has no Kedusha, because there's no way to go further inside. The Gag was Sayyim Kodesh. Mashenkin, the Gag of this room, the roof does have Kedusha. So with the Zikha Kashan Rav, here it says the roofs inside the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. And Rav says the roofs have no Kedusha at all. Now the Gemara here, Gemara Rav Chizdom, Vishagagoseyem Shovin Lakaka Zorim. We're talking about Kamat, this was like a tunnel, so that it was underneath the ground. But the roof of this Lishcha, this room, was the same height of the floor of the Azorim. This was Mamish, part of the floor of the Azorim. That's why it has Kedusha. Rav is saying if your roof is higher, you have a building, and on top you have the roof. But here the building was underneath the ground, so that the roof was mamrish level with the ground, there it has Kedusha. Here Rav is also Moida. Rashi said, Shagaseim Shav Zakaka Zorim, Shalishcha Benuya Mechilois. This was like a cave. Takas Takakon. Hilka Gagin Didu, Heavy Lukiyaya. The roof on top of it is like the ground itself, therefore it has Kedusha. For the Gemara, if this is true, Yehochi Yema Seif, what does the Sefer say? Benuyas Bechoil. Let's say the opposite way around. The room itself was really outside the Beis HaMikdash, was born in Bechol, not Kodesh. Upsuchos L'Kodesh. But this room enters into the Beis HaMikdash. You have an entrance to walk into the Beis HaMikdash from this room. Is Alocha Tuchan Kodesh. Therefore, inside the room has Kedusha. Hey, since you could walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so this room also has Kedusha. The Gag Oseim Chol. But the Gag on top of it is called Chol, has no Kedusha. That's what it says. Now, if you're telling me now that we're talking about we're talking about now that you have tunnels here. And this tunnel grada opens up into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you're telling me the inside of it is Kaddish, just the roof is not Kaddish. Now, the question is, Azorah Hevelei Mechilos, you want to tell me under the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was Mechilos, there were tunnels there? The Yomer Rabbi Yechonon said, Mechilos Lednes Kachu. Rabbi Yechonon says, any tunnel underneath the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. Exactly, you tell me here we're talking about a tunnel. And since it's opened up into the Beis HaMikdash, you're telling me now inside has Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan says not like that. Rabbi Yochanan says any tunnels, any underneath the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. So you can't tell me we're talking about now tunnels. Because how could the Braisa there say that inside is Kedush? Rabbi Yochanan said inside a tunnel under the Beis HaMikdash has no Kedusha. Now the Gemara Kikam Rabbi Yochanan Pesuchos Arabayis. Rabbi Yochanan is also totally where the entrance, where do you get from this tunnel? If you only could go outside to the Arabayis, outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it has no Kedusha. When do we say that the tunnel does have Kedusha? If the tunnel opens up into the Beis HaMikdash and you can go inside, then we say this tunnel has Kedusha, it's like part of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kaddish inside also. That Mechilos, any tunnel underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Chol. So churetz mashmir, no matter where the door is open, even if the door opens up into the Beis Hamikdash, still it's choyom. Mara says no. Kitanya hi shepsuchas lechoyom. Again, when do we say this tunnel has no kedushim? Only if there's no entrance into the Beis Hamikdash. There's only an entrance to outside to the Harabayis, but not to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it's called choyom. But you say it is, it depends where the entrance it goes into. If you have a door that leads you into the Beis Hamikdash, this tunnel, this lishcha, has kedusha on it also. So again, there's no kasha to Rav. Toshima, it says, V'gagoy kodesh. It says clearly, V'gag is kodesh. Again, it's not like Rav. Rashi says here, Toshima V'gag kodesh, Gagoy shel heichel. We're talking about the roof of the heichel. Now, so there's a kasha and Rav. So before we only said that the heichel was different, the pasuk says there are aliyahs. There are attics inside the Heichel. But no Pasuk there before said, yeah, the Gag has Kodesh. So here it's a Kasha. Here it says, what the Gag, the roof, has Kedusha. I, Rav, before said, no roof has any Kedusha. For Tisbra, you want to answer me. For Ketoni Gagin Halolu, Ein Oichlem Shom Kodshe Kedoshim. It says clearly that you're not allowed to make a Shchiti. You can't Shech Kodesh Kedoshim. You can't Shech the Chattis there on the roof of the Azorah. Not even kochim kalim. So chura it's a kasha. V'yela kasha gagoy kodesh. So chura stam it's a stira. How could the b'raisa says here that gagoy is kodesh? I have a b'raisa that says not like you. Here the b'raisa says that on top of the roof, you're not allowed to eat your kodesh kadoshim there. So you see the roofs do not have kedusha. So stam it's a stira. How come the b'raisa says here that gag does have kedusha? I tell you, that it says the Gag has Kedusha, it's a special type of a roof. Usually the roofs of the Beis Hamikdash do not have any Kedusha on it. But here we're talking about Li'oisa and Beis Amis. There are special two Amis that these two Amis have Kedusha to it. The Rashi says, Li'oisa and Shtei Amis. Lochi Kodshe Gagim, these roofs have Kedusha L'Shimash. Of course they use it. Nisinas Kli Kodesh. They put the Kalim of Kodesh there, Hatzrichim Lebinyin. When they're building the Beis Hamikdash, they need their hammers or whatever, they need some Kalim, they put down the Kalim there. Avolo Yitzrichu Le Mizbeach. They don't need it for the Mizbeach. Kriyashkot Joshin Shayamis. There's special Tuamis that here, the Gagim, even though it's a Gag, it has Kedusha. Because they use it, they put the Kalim of Kedusha on it, therefore it still has some Kedusha. What's the case here? The Tanan we learned. Beis Amos Hoye B'Shushin Abirim. There were two Amos that had a picture like Shushan Abira. So Rashi, Chini Mida. Shushan Abira was like a Mida. They used to measure there. Hoye B'Shushan Abira. V'hu Beis Abnuya Goyver Ashar. That was a house built on top of a gate. K'adam Masech Tamidis. Shar HaMizrachi on the east gate, the all of Shushan Abira. On top of it, there was a room that they had a picture of Shushan Abira. Tzura Mitzuyeris. U'mafrishim B'mlochas Teishiyedu Mechen Bo. People should remember Shushan Abira, what happened then. The reason why here the roof is Kodesh, lechol de domim l'shtei amis, t'lehevi tzercham mizbeach. Aval the milsach rita lekodeshin. For another purpose, there wasn't Kodesh only over here, that they used these special amis here to measure with. Now what's the case here? It was achas akerim mizrochis roinis. One was on the east north side, the achas akerim mizrochis roinis. One was on the east south side. Zu shakerim mizrochis roinis. The one that was on the east. South, north side, Hoysa Yisera al Shel Moshe Chatzi Etzpa. The measurement of an Amma, the way Moshe gave it to us, this one was a little bit bigger. This one was a half of an Etzpa bigger than the Amma of Moshe. Vezu Shakar Mizrachis Reinis, then on the other corner, they had another Amma there. On the east south side, Hoysa Yisera, how much bigger was it than the Amma that they measured by Moshe's times? It was Chatzi Etzpa. It was a Chatzi Etzpa, more than the first one. Nimtzus Yisrael al Shemesh Etzpa. The second one was a half Etzpa bigger than the first one. So the first one was only a half Etzpa bigger than Moshe's. The second one was a whole Etzpa bigger than Moshe's. Now, V'lom Ahoy Achazel Vechastanam, how come they made these things bigger? Now, we'll soon see, they used to measure certain things, so they used to measure with a bigger measuring. One was only one etzpa bigger, and one was a whole achatzi, one was a chatzi, one was a whole etzpa bigger. Why? Sheyiyu umnin noitlim biktanim. When the umnin took things of Kodesh to work with it. So they took home like gold or silver from Hegdish, and they're supposed to make a keli, and then they have to give back the keli. So we have to make sure that they didn't keep any gold or silver by them. Now everything was put into it, and they gave it back the way they took it.
So therefore, when we measured it to them, we used smaller measurements. But when they gave it back to us, they had to give it back to us in a bigger measurement. That the workers should not by mistake leave some extra in the house, and then they'll be over the Yisamila. So we always make sure they gave back to us more than we gave to them. So that's why they made special measurings bigger than the real armor that Moshe gave us. For the Mordov of Tartalomli, how come I have to have two measurings, like two bigger ones? One was a half etzpa bigger, and one was a whole etzpa bigger. Good, just make one. What do you have to have two different measurings for? One, when you're working with gold and silver, there, even half of an arm is plenty to say you have to give back more, because it means a lot, gold and silver. So there, we're not afraid you won't give back the measurements. If you give back more, a half of an arm more, for sure you didn't keep anything for yourself. The other one, the measurement that you're a whole etzpa, one whole, the width of an etzpa, bigger, that's what we're talking about, kelim that you're building with, or material to build with. So there we want to make sure if you took material home, you're going to give back all the material back to the Beis HaMikdash, we make sure you measure it with a little bigger measuring, for sure they'll get back the bigger measurement. For sure they won't keep anything, it won't be in Nisamila. So the kids said, these two amos are special amos that here it has Kedusha. But any other gag of the Beis HaMikdash, like Rav says, does not have Kedusha. Tanan, we have a kashya now, finally getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, HaChalonis. The windows of the walls of Yerushalayim is also last Kedusha. You're allowed to eat your Korban Pesach there. The Uvei HaChayim Mekulefnim. And you go on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall itself is also called like Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat your Korban Pesach there. So more like this, Bishlei Machalonis, Bishlei, you want to tell me windows. Windows is also a kasha. Windows is not called on the ground of Yerushalayim, it's higher off the ground of Yerushalayim. So why does the window have Kedusha? So you're telling me in the Shkachas law, Dishavi Lekarka Azor. You're telling me now this window is at the same height, the same level as the ground of the Azor. And Echanami, it's not talking about a very high window, it's talking about a very low window. That the floor of that window is level with the floor of the Azor. That's why it still has Kedusha. Elo Ubiyachayma, Hechi Mishkachas law. But the chur, the thickness of the wall, how do you have the thickness of the wall? That means you're sitting on top of the wall, and you want each of Korban Pesach on top of the wall, and the Mishnah says you could. Rav says, anything above the ground of Yerushalayim does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim. And to Gemara, Mishkachas lo bebar shura, with a very low wall. It doesn't mean a high wall, it means a low wall. Ay lechur, even a low wall is also higher than the Azara. So Rashi says the Azara was sloped upwards, had miles and miles. There were steps and steps going up. Because the whole Beis HaMikdash was on a mountain. So the Beis HaMikdash was going up and up and up. So at the bottom part of the Azara, if you put a little wall, even on top of this wall, it's still level with the Beis HaMikdash itself. Because the Beis HaMikdash itself has miles, has steps going up and up and up. So we're talking about, you don't have a tremendously high wall that's all the way on top of the Beis HaMikdash. That means the wall came up a little bit, that this wall is still level with the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, the higher part of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you can still have Kedushas, Beis HaMikdash. The
Bayavel Chel V'chayma. And he made to mourn the wall. It was a small wall here. Like Rashi says, it was inside.
A much lower wall. The shovel akaka, that could be level with the ground, with the higher ground of the Beis HaMikdash. The shovel akaka is level with the ground. Goivo hazorah, the higher part of the azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekako hazorah, because the ground, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, holach v'goivo v'yoyle b'maylis. It used to go up with steps. So therefore, on the bottom part, if you have a small wall going up, even on top of that wall, could still be like the Aliyah. So therefore, it's still called, it has Kedusha to it. So like the Mishnah. Shtei chaburis, shoye oichlem b'bayis echad. Two chaburis, two gathering of people were eating in the same house. And even though it's the same Korban Pesach, the Rashi, Pesach echad b'bayis echad, in the same house, they're eating the same korban, but these 10 people want to eat together, and these 10 people want to eat together. The lachri they're allowed to. Elo hoifchin es pneim helach. These 10 people can mamish face themselves one way, and eat separately by themselves, v'yoichlin. V'yelo and the other 10 people, hoifchin es pneim helach, they're allowed to face the opposite way, v'yoichlin, and eat by themselves. But even though it's one korban Pesach, but since each one's their own chabura, they can eat. These 10 people eat together, these 10 people eat together. What about the hot water that they both share, take the hot water to make their tea with? That could be in the middle. and each one comes and takes hot water to eat with. Kishnau kishashamis oimed limzik, when the shamish goes and wants to pour the hot water for the people, koifet says piv, he has to close his mouth, o machzer es ponov, and has to turn around, turn his face, asher megi etzach habrosid. But the locher is, even though it's one carbon here, you have two chaburas, two different gatherings. Each gathering is only allowed to eat in his gathering. He's not allowed to leave his gathering and go to the other gathering. That's called mechabur lechabura. So you have a shamash, a waiter in between. This waiter is also a yid. He's also eating the Korban Pesach. So he started out with one gathering. Let's say he started out at this table. Now the other table calls the waiter, hey, we want hot water. So this shamash now has to go get up and go to the other table and feed them. But he has to be very careful when he goes to that table, he can't eat there. Because if he eats there, since he's part of this chabur, he's not allowed to eat there. So therefore, when the shamash, the waiter goes there, he has to always be facing us, that he knows he's part of our chabur, he can't eat over there. That's what the Mishnah says. Is koifet his pib, he has to close his mouth, or master is part of always face, turn his face backwards, until he comes back to us, that we won't be afraid to lead over there. The oichel. The akala, what about akala, just got married, Pesach by night, hoifecha says panev yecheles. She's allowed to turn around the face and eat the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says, Tam, Akala Mo, she's embarrassed still, so she's allowed to turn around and eat privately. There's nothing wrong. So, the Gemara.
Masnisin Mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? Reb Yehudi. He goes according to Reb Yehuda. Titania, we learned. The Pesach says, Alabate Masher Yoichlu Oisei Behem. He's supposed to put the dam on the mezuzahs, on the houses that you eat the Korban Pesach. From this pasuk, I see one korban pesach could be eaten by two different groups of people. So Rashi says the diak is mashma shnei bnei yodim oichlin pesach echad b'shtei batim d'chsev yoichlu shnayim mashma two people oisoi means one pesach chad pesach batim shnayim in two different houses. If you grab one pesach divided by two different chaburis, so the Gemara b'zo yochol yehi oichom. Maybe even this one person, he's also allowed to eat the meat in two different chaburas, two different places. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, no, you have to eat it in one place, in one house. Mikan Omru, from here we learn the Aloha, that Hashamash Shochel Kezayis, Bitzara Tanner, if the Shamash started to eat one Kezayis of meat near the Tanner, near the oven, so he's stuck, like he can't move and eat any place else. So the Aloha is, if this Shamash is a smart person, then Namala Krisi Mimenu, right there and then, let him finish up his whole meal. Let him eat all the meat he wants at that time. Because to eat someplace else, he can't anymore. So if he's a smart person, there'll be Mamala, he'll fill up Krisi his stomach right there. Another answer is, Vimrotso Bnei Chabur Alasasi Moitoiva, if the rest of the people of the Chabur of the gathering wants to do him a favor, Boyin Vyoshvim Bitsidoi, they're allowed to go and sit down next to him, so then he'll continue eating because it's in one place. Divrei Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. So Rashi learns Pshat, what's Pshat Reb Yehuda? Rashi says, Yochol Yehei, Odom Echot Oichol, Bishnei Mekoimois, one person could eat two different places, could go in Bishnei Chadorma, two different rooms, Oy Bishnei Chaburso, two different gatherings, Hahoiv Chois Pinei, and that two different gatherings turn their faces opposite. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, Babayis Echot Yoichol, Reb Yehuda Sova Yeshim Lemesiris, we go both of the way it's written. Let me serve the way it's written. Come on, Yoichal Ksiv, Mashma Odom Echad, one person, Oichle Babayis Echad, he one person has to eat a bedafka in one house, Veloi Bishnei Batim, not two different houses. Avagabi Oichlem Harbi, you have a lot of people together, Ksiv Batim Harbi. Hey, you could have two chaburas sitting down to eat at two different places. But once you sit in one place, you yourself are not allowed to get up and eat in another place. Yeah, Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer al habatim asher yoichlu oisei bohem. The Pesach says, what does that mean? Melamed sheoichel oichel b'shnei mekoymis. He holds no. One person is allowed to eat the korban in this place and then eat in another place. And Rashi says that the vayoichlu dichsiv b'kroa akoil chad v'chad me'echlin koyis. According to every person that's eating, every person has the right to eat it in two different places. Ye yochel yehei nechal b'shtei chaburis. Maybe one korban pesach could be eaten by two different gatherings, two different groups of people. Talmud Leima, according to Reb Shimon, the Pesach says, ba'bayis echod ye yochel. in one house the korban has to be eaten means the whole korban has to be eating only with one chabura, with one gathering, not with two different gatherings. And the Gemara says, what is this machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda sova yechim limsoris. You go bossa the way the pasuk says it, babayis echod yoichal, and Reb Shimon sova yechim limikra. No, we go bossa the way we read it, lo yeochel. So the question is this pasuk going on the person or going on the korban? Like Rashi says, iksovar yechim limikra. Hey, so Shimon holds, you go boss of the way we read it. Ye yochel, we say. Ba'ubabayis echod ye yochel. That means a Pesach koi, it's going on the Korban Pesach itself. For lo yagavri, not on the people. Kleima. Ika tchilas achilosoi. Tehei bechaburu. You're supposed to eat the whole Korban together with one chaburu achas. For lo yischalak l'shtei chaburus. You can't divide it up into two different chaburus. It's going on the Korban Pesach itself. The Korban has to be eaten together in one chabura. Abul Gavra, but the different people that are eating together, Iboi Koi Mehocha, Vyozov Yochi Hochi, they could all get up together and go and eat in another place. The Torah was only makpid where they're eating, where the chabur is going to start eating. They have to start eating together. Mite Karinen Yeyochel HaPesach, V'lo Yeyochel HaGavra. Here, that's one shot. Yeah, and where it says Vaitim, Hayu Yoishvin. Let's say the people were sitting together eating the Korban Pesach. V'nifra saw mechitza b'neim, and by itself, or somebody put a mechitza now in between them. His first 10 people sat down to eat their Korban Pesach together, and now in between them there came a mechitza. That's 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. So Gemara says the divru yoyim pesach nechol b'shtei chaburus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds one korban is allowed to be eaten by two different gatherings is oichlim. You're allowed to continue eating. His vice day seen them on that now that the mechitza is there, it's like they're eating two separate places. But still, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you're allowed to. But according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Ladivri Yoimer, Eina Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburus, no, you're not allowed to eat the goof of the korban in two different gatherings. It always has to be eaten together in one gathering. The halacha should be then, Ein Oichlin, they're not allowed to continue eating, they have to stop eating. Because now that there's a mechitza between them, it's like two different chaburus. What about the opposite case? They were sitting and eating together. And there was a mechitza. So they started to eat at like two different chaburas. V'nistalko mechitza b'neim. And now for some reason the mechitza went away from them. It's like this. The one that says, oichel, oichel b'shtei mekoymois. You are allowed to eat the korban in two different mekoymois. Is oichel. They're allowed to continue eating. Even though at the beginning it was like in one place. And now that the mechitza went away, it's like another place. Still, they're allowed to continue. That's according to Reb Shimon. But the Divri Omer Ein Oichel Oichel B'Shtei Mekoymos. But according to Reb Yehuda, it says when you sit down to eat in one place, you're not allowed to eat in another place. Abzoy Ein Oichlin. They're not allowed to continue eating because now that the mechitza went away, it's like they continue eating in another place. So the Gemara says now Yosef Rav Kana. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha, Koposhet Leimivshet. Like he said over these halachas, the way it is, like he understands it. If the mechitza went away, it's like a new place now. If the mechitza was put there, it's like making two different chaburus. He understood the way we learned. Omale Rav Ashi and Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, V'tiboy l'cho iboy. As why is it so poshut? Why do you understand it so good? Why isn't this a doubt? There should be a shaila here. The shaila should be, Siluk mechitza, V'yasiyas mechitza. This that was saying either the mechitza was put up, or else they took away the mechitza between these people that are eating the korban together. Me have a kebes mekoymus a kebes chaburus dami. Like this is a doubt. Who says this makes it like two different places? Really, they're both sitting in the same place, the same chair they were sitting up until now. What's the difference if mechitza came and mechitza went away? Oiloi, is it or isn't it? Like he could say here a svara to say it's not called a silik. It's not called a shinu mokum. It's not called two different places, two different chaburus. Senechlam, the Gemara says teiku. It's like a sofik. What's the locha? Is this considered like two different places or not? It's like a shaila. Yeah, Moses Vayit, the Mishnah says, HaKala Hoifeches Es Poneha. For the more of my time, why is the Kala allowed to turn around her face when she eats the Korban Pesach? Om Reb Chiya Baraba, Om Reb Yechnon, Mifnei Shehi Boisha. Because she's embarrassed. Like Rashi says, Mifnei Shehi Boisha, Lecho Le'enei Hanoshim. She's embarrassed to eat in front of the men. Ayidei Shem Estaklim Bo. Because they'll all look at her. She's a Kala, they'll look at her. So she doesn't want them to look at her. Therefore, she'll turn around her face. And that's all right. The Gemara Rav Huna Berei the Rav Nosson Ik Loy Levei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. His Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, went to visit Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Omru Lei Mashemecha. So they asked him, "What's your name?" Omalhu, he answered back, "Rav Huna. My name is Rav Huna." Omru, they told him, "Nesiv Marapuya, come sit down on my couch." Yosef, he sat down. Yoyev Lekisa, they gave him a cup of wine for him to drink. Kiblei B'chode Zimna, he didn't refuse, he accepted it right away. Ushriya betray Zimna, and he drank it like in two shots and two gulps. Took him one drinking, then another drinking. V'loyahad Erape, and when he did drink it, he did not turn his face around, but rather he was looking at them. So now they started to ask him, like, why did you do all this? Omrulei, my time occurs to Rav Huna. How come we call you, how come you called Rav Huna? Omrulei, Baal Hashem Ani. In other words, that's the name my father gave me when I was young. That's why I got, like Rashi says, Mikatnu Seka Karimli Rav Huna. Omrulei. So Omrulecho. No, so, yeah. So Mar says, my time, Mikiyomulecho Neitzva Puria Yisafta. How come right away when we told you to sit there on the couch, you did? Omrulei. The din is komash yom lecho balabayis tasei. Anything the balabos tells me to do, I'm supposed to do. Parenthesis says chutz mitzei. Only if the balabos tells you to go out, you don't have to listen to him. You don't have to go out. But otherwise, anything he tells you, you're supposed to listen to him. Like Rashi said, "This is a masnis nid mesechta derech eretz." So that's why I listened to you and I sat down on the couch. Tomorrow, my time mekiyov lecho kisei kablo bechod zimna. How come you accepted the case right away? You didn't give me a hard time. Omalahu, he answered back, the locher is misar from the cotton. If somebody not so great offers you something, he's supposed to refuse it the first time. But v'yein misar from the godl, if a chosh of a person gives you something, then you're not supposed to refuse it. So Mela didn't refuse from you because you're another godl. So yesterday my time is shasisse betray zimni. How come you drank your coast in like two different shots? Omalahu, he answered back to Tanya, we learned like this. That hashoisa koisiv avasakas. If somebody drinks up the whole koisiyayin at one time, hareza gargan. He's called like a fresser. It's like he's eating too fast, too much. It's not nice. Shnayim derech eretz. If you drink it down in two gulps, like two different times, that's nice. That's derech eretz. Shloisha, if you take your time and drink it down too slow, that's already migasi ruach. That's like showing off already. That's a bagayvnik. Vaitam and yestem, my time lo yahatu apech. How come you didn't turn your face back? Omalohu, he answered back. What do you mean? Kala hafechas penil. The Mishnah says a kala, she has a right, she's embarrassed. But a normal, like me, Rav Huna, I'm not embarrassed. That's normal to eat in front of you. Well, like Rashi says, it's not a derech for a man to turn around his face, only for a kala, for an isha. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yishmoyah, Rabbi Yossi, Ikloy Levei, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya. He also went to visit him. Yoivolei, when he went there, Yoivolei, Kisa, they gave him a cup of wine to drink. Kiblo v'chodezim, he accepted it right away. And he drank down the whole cup at one time. Don't you hold that if you drink it down at one time, it's not nice, it's like a fresum. They didn't say that by a small kais. They only said it by a big kais. But you gave me a small kais, that's all right. And also you gave me very sweet wine, so it's easy to drink down. And have a wide stomach, he was very hungry. That's why it was mut of him to drink it at one time. Omar Rav Huna, Bnei Chabura Nichnosin Bishloisha. So Rashi said, this is not talking about a Korban Pesach. Stam, these halachas is about a waiter. If you have a waiter, somebody that waits on you, he only is supposed to wait if you have three people coming at a time. So Bnei Chabura Nichnosin Bishloisha. V'yoytzim, when he gets finished eating, V'yoytzim, he could go away, afilu b'yechet. One at a time could go away. Omar Rabba, Vudi Yaya B'yidin D'Regilu L'mayil. We're talking about you coming in at the time when it's normal supper time. So therefore, you can't stay too long. So therefore, the shamash, the waiter, is supposed to take care of you, and you can leave one after another. Vudu rogish budalayu, and who adin the what, that you have to tell the shamash that this is the derech, that when one finishes, he goes away. The problem is, because when one is left, you have to give him better service. So I'm a ravina, v'noistim tchar domim. You have to pay money. V'tzorach achron lohisiv domim. And the last one that's left over has to pay a little bit more money, because it's harder for the waiter to take care of him. The Gemara says, but we don't paskin like this. Hey, the more trouble you give the waiter, the more you have to pay for it. All right, Hadrin, Olecha, Ketzatzel. All right, let's stop here.